Palestinian activist in UK calls to normalize massacres in anti-Israel rant. By Joshua Klein on January 15, 2024. Zionism is a death cult and massacres should be normalized. According to a prominent Palestinian writer and activist who, after being called out for his radical statements, claimed it is clear that he misspoke. Speaking at a pro-Palestinian rally in London on Saturday, popular Palestinian activist Mohammed El-Kurd led a crowd of thousands at Parliament Square in a diatribe against the Jewish state. Referring to 30,000 martyrs, a number far higher than any reported, and that presumably includes the thousands of Hamas terrorists eliminated by Israel, El-Kurd suggested that this is our moment to transform the world. El-Kurd called Zionism the longing of the Jewish people to return to their ancestral homeland and the fulfillment of the dream of millennia as a death cult and the root cause of everything happening in Palestine, while he called to purge Western institutions of it. He also cited a pro-Palestinian, calling for tangible actions and not mere words, adding that language alone no longer suffices. Concluding that our day will come, El-Kurd maintained that we must normalize massacres as a status quo, to which the crowd responded with cheers. Subsequently, London's Metropolitan Police Service announced that officers are assessing the matter and as part of that assessment will be seeking to speak to the individual concerned. "We must normalize arresting and deporting people like this," wrote Britain's former immigration minister Robert Jenrick. In a follow-up post on X, El-Kurd referred to context and insisted he meant to say we should not normalize massacres, in reference to the massacres perpetrated by Israel against the Palestinian people. However, the radical author, who has been accused of unvarnished vicious anti-Semitism, has repeatedly defended terrorists and praised the October 7 massacre, the deadliest attack against Jewish people since the Nazi Holocaust, justifying it as a response to Israel's actions. The massacre, which drew parallels to scenes from the Nazi-era Holocaust, resulted in over 1,200 dead inside the Jewish state, over 5,300 more wounded, and at least 241 hostages of all ages taken, of which nearly 140 remain captive. The vast majority of the victims are civilians and include dozens of American citizens. El-Kurd argued that Hamas's attack would be documented in future history books as an example of revolutionary struggle that one need not wait to celebrate. According to him, Israel's actions are the provocation, whereas any attack on Israel, no matter how cruel and barbaric, is justified as retaliation. Suggesting that Palestine rests between the Jordan River and the Mediterranean Sea, leaving no room for the current state of Israel, he has also expressed the belief that Israel has no right to exist, repeating a slogan that implies the eradication of the Jewish state and its millions of Jewish citizens. Ironically, in November, El-Kurd dismissed CNN analyst Van Jones's claim he misspoke when calling to take a stand against Muslims instead of anti-Muslim bigotry, insisting that Jones was nonetheless guilty due to his positions. "Your misspeaking should be the least of your concerns," he wrote. "You marched for the genocide of the Palestinian people as Israeli bombs continue to kill tens of thousands of us. You made your bed," he added. Joshua Klein is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at jklein@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter @JoshuaKlein.